poll, Cuban-American voters in Florida align overwhelmingly with GOP. By Jacob Bliss on March 16, 2021. Cuban-American voters in Florida are strongly aligned more with the Republican Party, according to a Ben Dixon and Amandi International poll. The survey was taken from March 8 to 11, with a sample size of 400 Cuban-American registered voters in Florida who participated in the last election. The survey was given to English and Spanish-speaking individuals with a margin of error of +/+4.9%. When asked which candidate they voted for in the 2020 election, 62% said they voted for Donald Trump, and only 36% voted for Joe Biden. When the surveyor asked about the U.S. policy towards Cuba, 66% said the U.S. should not revert back to the normalization of relations with Cuba that the Obama administration had started in 2014, compared to 51% of Cuban Americans who favored the policy when a similar survey was taken in March 2015. Cuban Americans again switched their view from the March 2015 survey. 56% said they somewhat or strongly oppose easing travel restrictions between the United States and Cuba. The survey shows, since 2015, we've seen a 21-point shift against easing travel restrictions between the U.S. and Cuba. The survey also discovered 60% of the individuals who answered questions found themselves to align with Republicans, 22% align with Democrats, and 18% found themselves to be independents. The survey states that Florida is home to the largest Cuban diaspora population in the nation. 66% of the Cuban American population live in Florida. Politico reported. Cuban Americans are not only the largest Latino voting bloc in Florida, they also typically have the highest turnout compared to other Latino groups in the state. As a result, the Cuban American vote continues to be a powerful voting bloc in Florida that is heavily courted by political campaigns. Fernán Amandi, president of Ben Dixon and Amandi, told Politico, "Aligning with the Republican Party is like back to the future for Cuban Americans. We see the Cuban American electorate has recalibrated and defaulted back to the hardline positions," said Amandi.